right now, hey, it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hey.
Quite the week.
Oh, quite the week is right, I'll tell you. And we've got another week coming up.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, last week, of course, Maria Horn faced the music in Falls Village.
She sure did.
And I think, I tell you what, I think she did it with grace,
grace and style.
And style and honesty.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, the whole thing that happened is that she's representing her she was representing constituents in Salisbury who asked her to do something. And, of course, the neighboring towns, Falls Village, Sharon, Canaan, they just think Lime Rock Park is not a Salisbury thing. It is a regional thing, and they pointed that out to Maria.
Yep. Well, it was 2 hours with facing 200 people, and the whole issue is the local versus state authority over setting the hours of operation for an auto racing park. And she acknowledged that she did it to put in a bill, and it was actually a placeholder bill, but it was vague, confusing. She did it within the first few weeks of taking office, and I think she's, you know, that was her foray into politics, and it was kind of
it was a rough one, but
she sort of like going into the pool in the deep end.
But I think she handled it well. I really do. She met the people. Mm-hmm. She said she could withdraw the bill, and if it's not really withdrawn, by the time it comes up, she's asking people not to go forward with it.
Yeah.
I mean, she did. She did
was
everything.
Was that the upshot?
She did everything the right way. What muddies the waters and what adds some probably, and it was, you know, I saw it on Facebook today, Ruth, in the Republican American, when you posted about Curtis Rand's letter.
Yeah.
Once again on Facebook, it blows up again, and basically people in surrounding towns thinking that Salisbury is using their weight and their power to try to influence the whole region, and it didn't help Maria necessarily.
No, I think the controversy will go on a bit, well, we'll see what happens once. I mean, I assume things are stalled until the court decision
until the Supreme Court decision comes in. And so, you know, as I sit here in retrospect, and I've been a supporter of Lime Rock Park, I'm not going to get around it. I think there's a settlement that can be had, and I think that there's a reason the state statutes control racetracks, and I think this is exactly why, is that racetracks don't only affect the towns they're in, but economically the towns that are around them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it's certainly an emotional issue. I knew it would be crowded. I did not think it would be that crowded. And as I say, most of the testimony was in favor of the track, overwhelmingly, and the need for it to survive so other businesses can survive. So, we'll be following that, but interesting happenings.
And I do have to admit, we do business with Lime Rock Park. They allow us to do events, which we raise money there. They also have a big schedule that runs through the summer that's worth thousands of dollars to us. But that's something separate. That's just I want to be out front with that for people. My support of Lime Rock goes way back. So we're gonna have to see what happens. That's all.
Yeah. So. Starting out last week, we were introduced to the new interim president of Sharon Hospital. Denise George came and had a meet and greet at the hospital. She will be here, but she did say she is temporary. They will be looking for a permanent person. She is the current president of Northern Dutchess Hospital, so she'll do both for just a few months. We had quite the meeting at Region 1 this week over letters. Pat McCara from Falls Village took the board to task for not letting letters be read to, you know, people who write into the board. And Bob Whalen, the chairman, said it's not a beneficial use of time. And she really took exception to that and said, you know, you have constituents who have a opinion, they should be allowed to be heard. And
what happens to people when they become president or chairman of the regional board? They seem to lose all their direction and sense of reality. Honest to gosh, person after person.
It's just I had never heard that take that, you know, it's not beneficial to hear from people, and that, well, it's again, it's that you know, people feel the lack of transparency. And then this, again, the consent agenda, and again, Pat brought up, you've got this two long-term, very popular teachers retiring, and it's under the consent agenda. So people who don't get the minutes don't know about those things and can't find out about it. So she took that off the consent agenda and certainly praised Mark Burdick and Karen Davenport for their years of service, which is going to leave a big hole in that department. So again, you know, I think people feel they are being left out.
And also during that meeting, they're going to come up with an athletic addition to the budget, which is $40,000. Now, my question is, when I see that, where does that $40,000 come from?
Well, I'm not even sure of that figure. Where I don't know.
Yeah,
that's going to be another. Well, we'll see how people feel. Ann McNeil did give good presentations at the ABC and at some other board meetings. But you know, it's the ripple effect of a declining enrollment and just trying to field teams. It's tough. So, so many issues going on at this point. We had a story about Little Guild looking for expansion. It needs to move. Needs more land. Needs more space at the building. And so that they'll be following up on that. And then plastic bags was a big issue this week. And the Salisbury Board of Selectmen was asked about banning plastic bags. Could there be an ordinance? And the board said they really don't want to rush into anything. Again, it's a ripple effect and what effect it could have on local businesses. So loads going on. And we come to this week. We've got tonight the Falls Village doubleheader of Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen.
Sharon Board of Education tonight.
And Sharon Board of Ed always meets the same night. Yep. We've got starting the Read Aloud in February, the Read Aloud program, people coming in to read to the kids, starts at Kellogg on the 14th. On the 15th, that's Sweet Someone Special and Me Dance, where dads and guardians and bring their special girls, which is always fun. That's at the Center on Main. And on Saturday, How Cornwall Works is going to be a big meeting at the Cornwall Library to talk about all the committees and how Cornwall works.
And the Planning and Zoning Commission in Canaan also meets tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yes. Well, it's just too much.
Yeah, I know.
It's And there's a town meeting on the 20th in Canaan that will be coming up to vote on appropriating some money for new oil tanks at North Canaan Elementary School, and I think the ZBA may be meeting that night to decide on the Metcalf case. So stay tuned. Lots going on.
I know the Sharon Board of Selectmen, they'll meet on, I think it's Wednesday this week at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I get that one. That fixes me up, yeah.
I'm taking a look around here. Looking for your for that other meeting in Canaan, but I don't see it. But I know that the town meeting. You know, a lot going on, in all the different towns.
Unbelievable. And just to add to the mix, we're going to have snow tomorrow, right?
Yeah, going to have snow and sleet and stuff like that.
That's great.
What's interesting, though, is the public now is becoming alive. I mean, there's a lot of letters about the Metcalf issue. There's a lot of people concerned about that.
Yeah.
Hopefully now there's more and more people concerned about what's going on in Region 1. With the seven letters, even though they weren't read, we hope that people keep sending letters to the board because it's important.
Well, also, if you don't engage, even if people are ignoring you, then you're certainly not going to get heard. So the long short is, it always works from the bottom up. Change comes from the bottom up. And you know. So that's what has to happen.
But it's so funny, you know. You look back, Ruth. We've been covering the Region 1 Board of Education long enough, and in our last minute, where we can go back and we can take a look at different board chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes automatic. It seems when a board chair goes in, they seem to go a little wacky. I long for the days of Judge Manning, where whether or not you agree with him or disagree with him,
he listened. He'd let you.
He didn't let you converse with the board, but you could have your 2 minutes to say
something.
What you could say,
yeah.
And they would read all the letters.
Yeah. I don't understand the theory of not letting the public be as involved as possible. It's just common sense to that you diffuse so much by letting people with varying views talk.
It's the first rule of oversight, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it's that you have to. On the local level, it's where it starts, and you've got to listen to your constituents, your taxpayers, the people who are voting.
And just to say, the controversy over those letters was about the calendar,
yeah.
And people feeling very strongly that there were too many days off, and the new calendar does have a couple of, you know, they took the Jewish holidays out, they took Good Friday out, and so at least there will be a few more full teaching weeks, and it needed to be discussed and talked about, not just given to people to follow.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We will.
All right, Ruth, get on not your roller skates, but your ice skates.
Get your skates on.
Your ice skates.
My boo. Oh, yes. And then we can't not say what a great weekend Swasa had up on the hill.
They had 1,200 to 1,600 people there on Saturday, and then I looked, and the parking lot was full on Sunday. Willie Hallahan's going to give us an update tomorrow morning at 7:20.
Oh, good. 6:20,
at 6:20 on the full weekend. But
yeah, it was plenty of, and I love interviewing people who come. I don't climb the jump, but I talk to the people down below, and it's amazing how many people come and from where and the excitement of it all. So
absolutely.
That's great.
All right, Ruth.
Have a good week, guys.
We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here once again this morning on Robin Hood Radio. You can find all her stories online at rap-am.com. Hey, or even in the paper.